So hi guys, welcome to our first episode of FPL Three Chips podcast. With me here is Rule, and I'm Germs, and we're here to talk some stuff about our fantasy.
fantasy football.
Yep, not fantasy. So yes, Amiru, you want to go in? I think you had a very good week this week. Right.
Yes.
I think your Foden did well for you, even though you didn't captain Salah. But yeah, you had Foden, you had Chilwell. That was a risky put, I think. So yeah. What were your thoughts on why did you put your team like that?
Foden came in 2-3 game weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I think I was lucky. I really think this last game week I was quite lucky to get 97 points. It was because I would think that I didn't captain Salah, and my captain only gives, like, I think out in the first 11 he's the only guy that didn't get extra points.
Yeah, I think
something like that.
Havertz, Tony and Cancel.
Everyone got more than his three.
Tony didn't.
No, I mean in Chelsea, because Chelsea.
Oh, in Chelsea,
7-0.
Correct.
Yeah, so everyone in the first 11 of Chelsea got something more, and Havertz didn't. So that was disappointing because the gap was too big. So if Havertz did at least an assist, you would like at least double digit. That was disappointing.
True.
But and it's Norwich, right? So who would? I think. In hindsight, I would still do the same. There's no reason to not fancy Havertz doing something against what do you call that? Norwich.
Yeah, I think 7-0, yeah lah. I mean, it's definitely a calculated move. Just that unlucky Havertz didn't do anything. Like, he scored midweek though, yesterday, I think.
Yeah.
So scored the wrong time. I also put Havertz, but I didn't catch
it. I have a question for you, right? I read it somewhere just now.
Yeah.
If Lukaku wasn't injured, I don't think anyone would captain Salah.
That is very true.
Yes.
Lukaku would be the obvious choice.
Correct.
Yeah. So yeah, that makes sense. Like,
if Lukaku wasn't injured, there will not be a big spike from Saturday and Sunday points. Because Saturday, because Sunday points Salah, people second option.
Yeah,
48 points, man. That's 48 points is.
Yeah.
3/5 of average points. Average points for this week 64. That means 48. You know, Salah contributed to what 70%, 75% of the points, average points.
Yep. Correct. And then you did a -8 also, but I think it turned out well. Chilwell managed to get a goal.
Yeah, right. It did.
I think it was on my side, Chilwell was a bit risky because of Tuchel's rotation. But a lot of people also put Chilwell lah.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I'll do like this.
Yep. So yeah, people can see. Yeah, yeah. Your team.
Yeah.
Alexander Arnold, I think he'll always be there unless he's injured.
It's like Chilwell, I feel very happy for Chilwell. Chilwell was a tough choice for me because it was not necessary. I think a few people can still believe that Tuchel might do something different and have Alonso.
Mm-hmm.
But I do not want to make the mistake of waiting too long like how I did with Alonso. And by the time I had Alonso,
he's gone.
He's not playing anymore.
He's gone already. Yep.
Yeah. True. So that's but why I just said, yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yep. No. But yeah, then again, Alonso started yesterday. Chilwell came in second half. So, I mean, they are playing, if I'm not mistaken, Chelsea is playing, who next? Chelsea is playing.
Hey, let me see.
Newcastle. So another, I mean, you put your money on Chelsea lah. Chelsea players getting a clean sheet, right?
So
then again, it comes to this Chilwell or Alonso. I think now...
I think it'll be Chilwell because Alonso started during the Carabao Cup.
Yeah, so yeah, probably Chilwell. I think. The other side, James and Azpilicueta. That one is another tough one, actually.
I think Azpilicueta, I think during game week 7, I remember a lot of people were piling on Chelsea's players because of the shift. And then a lot of people put Azpilicueta, but I think
James hasn't impressed
anyone with that move yet.
Mm.
When players like Rhys James and Chilwell and Rudiger are still contributing more points than Azpilicueta. And Azpilicueta is not cheap.
Yeah, true. That's why. So I don't know, because of Tuchel's rotation. I think Chelsea, your guaranteed defender is Rudiger lah, and probably Chilwell lah. I mean, even though Chilwell, I think it's 70% only. I can't even say 90% for me lah. But I think Rudiger will probably be your best choice. But yeah, if you have Chilwell, it's great.
Rudiger for the price is.
Yeah, actually. Yep, then I think Foden.
And I'm lucky with Foden. Whoever has Foden was lucky to get the 2 goals.
True. And Huang did you a goal. But I think it was expected of Huang to get 1 goal. I think for me, I expected Huang, but of course I didn't put him. But I think he was he's been scoring, right? The last 2 or 3 games. I think last week he didn't score.
I think 2 goals in 3 games.
Yeah, game week 8, I think he didn't score, but I think 7, he did. Yeah.
7 against Newcastle.
Yep. So, yeah, that's a good choice for his price, I think.
For his price, he's doing me a good
although
job.
Although he's not the first starter. I mean, Jimenez is
I think he's a starter, because they're playing two up front.
Yeah, he's the starter, but he's not... Oh, they're playing 2 up front now? Okay.
3-5-2.
Okay, I thought it was
3-4-3 or something like that.
Yeah, I thought they were still playing Jimenez, and then behind him was Traore and Huang. But yeah, okay. Worth the shot.
Yeah. No lah, because my coming in during this game, this season was 3-5-2 and have like interchangeable subs. Mm-hmm. I think that's my strategy. So I don't want to commit. I don't want to have like subs that don't play except for the goalkeeper, I guess.
Yeah, makes sense. That's why, so on my week was my defender who didn't play lah. That was a joke.
Let's see yours. Yeah.
For me, Alonso didn't play, Duffy didn't play, Simikas is obviously he won't play. I thought Duffy could sub Alonso, although they lost 4-0, but it's 0 anyways. But I thought Duffy would have started at least lah, but I don't know why he was dropped also. So I don't know if... I mean, I know why. I think they played more midfield. They didn't play 3 at the back. They played 4 at the back. But...
I don't know. I just think that... I don't think that you should be... Because they were playing against Man City.
Yeah, so that's why they dropped Duffy. But I hope he's playing next week. But it's also against... It's against Liverpool, so...
So you have to make a decision on Alonso.
I have to change Alonso lah, I think.
Yeah.
The obvious choice would probably be Chilwell, I think. Chilwell lah. I can't even find any other defenders to replace him with. I mean,
Cancelo?
Yeah, Cancelo would be a good choice.
Diaz?
True. Yeah, Crystal Palace is probably not going to score against Man City. probably not. It's been missing chances. The thing is, I got Edouard,
Chelsea is playing Newcastle, so.
Yeah. No, for me, the only thing that is holding me back is, of course, Tuchel's rotation. But then again,
Rudiger?
Yeah, probably Rudiger. Yeah, that'll be the obvious choice, I guess, for myself. And then for me, of course, I got lucky with Salah. Yeah. I mean,
that's what happens in fantasy, guys.
Yeah. And Livramento.
You start questioning yourself.
Yeah, but Livramento, I think he's been giving good, solid points for his... I would say,
throughout the season, we do not need to talk about Livramento because he's been like he's already, he's like Lundstrom, you know. He's like, you know he's going to give you something, and if he doesn't, he's cheap.
He was the Lundstrom. He was the Dallas last season. I think.
If he gives you something, it's great. If he doesn't, it's fine. He's like 4. Now I think he's already like
4.3, 4.4. But there are people who don't have him yet. No, some that
he's a bargain.
Yeah. So he for all you,
4.4. Still cheap. People, come on. If you guys still don't have Livramento,
you should put Livramento in.
If you have Alonso. And you don't have Livramento, welcome to our podcast.
Yeah, so I think, for me, Mbeumo got injured. I think I hope he's playing this week.
He didn't play during the they got midweek. I also don't know. I don't know where I was here. Never mind. Okay.
Yeah. So I think, Mbeumo, for me, I think I will have to keep Havertz. Yeah. Ronaldo is on my team. I don't know against Tottenham, but I think we'll come back to that later. Let's for all you guys, for all of you who are hearing, maybe you want to see our league. We can show them. That's our league.
Can I say something about your
team? Yeah, sure.
I have to say it's like below decent performance. Until Salah's hat-trick.
Yeah, super. I totally agree. If there was no Salah, I'll be like way down in the league already.
Yeah. Because, you're 87 points, you know.
Yep. So half, basically. Or more than half.
Slightly more. No, it's like I'm 97. I'm just 10 points in front of you. But my points spread out in the whole team. And yours, the Salah was... Salah deserved it. For Man U fans out there, just just sit and suffer.
So that's why, right? Every time, every goal that he scored, I was like, okay, 5 points ahead. Because I got Captain Mom. I mean, you have him also, but it's 5 points ahead every time he score.
Yeah.
5 points extra. And
for me, I do not know which was more painful. People that captaining Salah and getting the extra double points, or Salah is scoring against Man United.
I think Pogba did Liverpool did Man United a favor by getting sent off lah.
What's Pogba's points, sir?
I think he has maybe my -1 or -2. Because he came in the second half, 1 point, right? And then he got a red card. I think that's -3. So probably -2. -2. Yeah. Yeah, but I think he did Man United a favor because then Liverpool started, stopped.
That's why Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is like the best manager. He's so scared of Man U conceding like 9 or 10. His instructions to Pogba is to get a red card.
I think he asked for
sympathy. Because to me, right, if that plan wasn't premeditated, there's no reason Solskjaer shouldn't be on the job. That shows he's genius.
I think he's, he's a tactical genius.
Yeah.
Totally agree with you.
It's like, if anyone doubt his ability with this Ole out now, you guys are foolish. He's so smart. I mean, everyone knows that game could have been 8-9-0.
For sure.
The moment that he brought in Pogba, right, it was 0-0 in his head.
Yep, and I'll say he rescued you also. Because Salah would have scored more.
Correct. He rescued like anyone that didn't have Salah
as captain.
So people who did not have Salah as captain in your fantasy, you guys owe Ole Gunnar Solskjaer a gratitude.
Yep.
Alright. So our league, right?
Yeah, let's show them our league and then
wanna introduce them to our league.
Yep, so this is our league called the Triple D Cup. Yep. So, as you see, Amiru is number one. And I'm four. surprisingly.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, surprisingly.
I think you were like 13 was, or 11 seven, at one point.
Yeah, 7, 8. I mean, the previous game week, I was 8 or something like that. And yeah. then after Saturday's matches, I think I went down to like 12 maybe. And yeah. then Salah saved me and now I'm 4th. So, yep. So, I'm
Salah saved everyone on the green arrow, you know. And everyone that didn't captain Salah is red arrow.
Awesome. Yep. Everyone who didn't. So, I think so you were leading. Daniel is also still there. Second, still similar, right? I think it's only Selena. Selena probably went down. She was one of the top.
Yeah, she team. Was. Either, she was top two.
Yeah, she was top two. I think she went down basically because of Salah lah. I think a lot of the people in our league, captain Vardy, a few lah. I think maybe 3 or 4.
Yeah, I feel for them.
Yeah, I think it was a calculated risk. I mean, probably a good choice also.
Like, you shouldn't regret it. I mean, if you look back when you made the decision, it was perfect.
No reason not to. There was no questions also lah to ask.
I mean, like Harvard, like captaining yeah. Harvard.
Yep. So yeah, I guess he did. Every time I was watching the last. I mean, I was watching another game. I think the Tottenham game. I think it was the same time, right, with Leicester.
Yeah, West Ham Tottenham.
Ah, yeah, and every time I see Leicester 2-1, I was like, oh no, shit. Okay, nobody. Not live score. It's like Dak. I think Daka scored, right?
He got subbed out.
Yeah, he got subbed out. I don't know why. I don't know.
He got injured.
Oh, he got injured. Okay. Yeah. So I don't know.
Same like Mbeumo.
Yeah, same thing. I hope Mbeumo, but he's yellow lah on this fantasy.
I was actually like looking into putting Mbeumo in game week 11, 12, the next game week.
Yep.
He's one of my consideration.
Well, I hope he's not injured anymore. But yeah, let's talk about game week 10. Right? Who are the obvious choice to put in? I think based on fixtures, right? I mean, Chelsea players, of course, although Newcastle, the richest club, I think everyone will fancy their chances against Newcastle. Then we have Norwich, Leeds. I think Leeds, I think what, Rodrigo? One of the players to look out for.
Well, but Leeds did, but Newcastle did draw against Palace. Palace is having a good season. I feel there are teams, right, that their players are having a good season. They are performing well, but not enough to commit, you know, like Palace, like Brighton. Like Palace, Brighton, Southampton, right?
Yeah,
they are doing well, but they don't do enough for you to pay the value, except for Brentford, because Brentford Tony is cheap and Bremo is cheap, but Palace, Zaha, and Benteke and Edward, and Edward is so cheap. I think how much is Edward?
Yeah. I think about 6, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
6-ish. But for me, this thing is like. For me, the Brightons, the Palace, even the Southamptons, they're doing well in the league, but there's no individual standout to put in your team, right? I don't know who
Southampton, to put. Southampton because of the price, Livramento.
Yeah, but that's the only guy lah. But it's not that they are going to, you know, you're hoping him to get scoring a goal or something. Or you don't even hope for him to get a clean sheet. I don't know.
So that's why So that's why for a defense value of 4, right?
Yeah, he's the best.
If you get clean sheet every 10 games, it's good, really.
Yep, yep.
Because you don't bother to play a four defender.
Defender, yep. I mean, Livramento is, I think,
But right now, very good choice. You would rather put Livramento over Ben White.
For sure.
Correct. So he's the standout. I think Brighton, the keeper Sanchez, because of his price, I still believe he's underpriced when they first released it. When they first,
I was just checking the stats. I think he got 4 clean sheets. Compared to Mendy, Alisson, and Ederson, they have 5. So comparing the price, I think he's really. I mean,
Underpriced.
Yeah, so good. Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for us. I think you and me have Sanchez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what okay. So what will be the fixture? What will be the fixture that we'll be looking out for? That you'll think that bang on you'll most likely get points from that fixture. You mentioned just now it was Newcastle, Chelsea.
And probably Norwich Leeds, if I'm not
Norwich Leeds.
Yeah, probably Leeds players are not Norwich players.
But, Rafinha is not Rafinha right not, now doesn't he's not
fully
look
fit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So can Leeds do without Rafinha? Will Dan James step up to the plate?
For me, it's
55 million down signing Dan James.
Yeah, from Manchester United. I mean, a star from Manchester United.
Oh.
So for me, Norwich is that bad lah. I mean, Leeds is not doing very well, but I think anyone can get points off Norwich. So I don't know. I mean, personally, I might not even put any Leeds player. But I think if anyone is looking out, I think maybe your Rafinha will be
I would say if you do not have Rafinha, don't think about it. Rafinha, you need to make other important transfer, then just have faith Rafinha will be fit.
Or you got Rodrigo. I mean, if you put Rodrigo, because Bamford is injured, right? So Rodrigo is definitely going to start. So, I think...
If you have Rafinha, you just have hope. If you do not have, just don't bother. I think that would be our advice.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Would you think Spurs spanking Man United again?
Have Son for Havertz, well, maybe because Man U is pretty bad now.
Yeah.
They haven't got a clean sheet in the last 19 games or something. 21 games, yeah. I think Son and Kane are...
And somehow, Varane's supposed to improve the defense, right?
That's right, yeah. No, and yeah. So, yeah, I think Son and Harry Kane, probably a good addition to the team. If you need to change, if you have extra, if you need to change like Ronaldo.
Yeah.
But
the clear obvious choice this week is Newcastle Chelsea. Like, will be a high scoring game.
I don't know actually. What do you think? I don't know. You think Newcastle?
I think it's very disrespectful to say that. But reality is they still have no permanent manager. That Graham Jones is still the caretaker.
True. And they did do okay at Crystal Palace 1-1, right? If I'm not mistaken.
They did 1-1. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I do not think Newcastle will win.
For sure.
So I don't think it'll be a draw. So I think it will either be a 1-0 or like a 3-0. Yeah,
I think it'll be a 2-0, not more than 2-0 lah. For me, Chelsea.
Yeah, but that Chelsea defense have it lah. If you have Chelsea's defense.
Yeah, I think if you need to change a defender, put Chelsea defense. I think you can go all out on it.
Unless Jorginho did something special to justify his price,
can he
show up?
Maybe you can even think of putting one of the defenders your captain.
Maybe.
Yeah,
Chilwell, right?
It's quite bang on. It's quite bang on Newcastle. I don't think I personally don't see any threat to Chelsea. They've been super solid at the back. Mendy has been crazy. Chilwell offers attacking and defending points.
Rudiger.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's a okay option.
I think Chelsea... And if you guys want to save money, there's Chaloba.
But he started also yesterday.
But Chaloba got more points than Azpilicueta, and he's only second behind Rudiger in points.
Yeah. Because I think Christensen has a contract dispute, so that's why he's not starting. If I'm not mistaken. Right. Yeah. So
I mean, what we're trying to say is don't be brave. Just go for the usual suspect. Rudiger.
Ben probably
Chilwell.
Ben Chilwell.
But if you guys still want to have faith in Alonso, It's also fine.
Yeah, I will not.
Like, but we are warning you guys. Don't
I had 3 weeks with him not doing anything. I think I learned my lesson.
Yeah. Yeah, if after 3 weeks and then on the fourth only he played and you took him out, that just meant to be.
No, that the thing is, every time I do that, he plays, you know. Or someone, somehow that player plays. Like, every time I take them out. So, let's see.
Let's see.
Yeah. So, okay. I think for the midfield, I think Chelsea, defender definitely Chelsea, right? Midfield, Chelsea, I think Mount has a very... Mount is interesting.
I would say go for Mount. I would say go for Mount. I would say he's a certain starter.
But would you say Havertz for Mount? Mount for Havertz?
I would say, like, if you guys can do both, I think it's not a bad idea because Chelsea's fixtures until end of the year is very nice.
Yep. But...
So... but if you have to choose one, I would choose Mount.
Yeah, because me too.
I think he's 90% a starter under Tuchel. Kim, Rudiger, you can almost if Mendy. So if they were dropped, it's only for rested for a Champions League game, but not then, because of form.
True, but then again, Mount didn't play. I think the last 2-3 game weeks. If I'm not mistaken, until last week.
Probably.
Yeah.
Maybe he was injured or something.
Yeah. So that was one of the concern, I think. That's why. But yeah, I think with his current form now, probably Mount over Havertz, if you want to choose.
You want. All right. So.
Captain picks.
Any players you would... Like, any players... 3 players you would... You are considering for this week.
Captain.
3 positions or 3... No, to transfer.
Change.
Like, your watch list. So, you said Alonso for Chilwell, right?
Yeah, that's probably it. For me, probably... Eduard. I know I just put him last week, but I'll probably take him out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you -4 last week?
Yeah, I did. So right. What a waste, lah. I mean, it's not. I don't think it's a good move in a sense. It's not advisable to just waste points like that. But I don't see Eduard doing anything against Man City, lah.
Yeah.
So
maybe,
that is
maybe
like,
not. Like I said, Palace have done quite well actually. They've been entertaining.
They have, but I watched the game against Newcastle. I watched the few games before that. Eduard was playing pretty well. Against Newcastle, he was invisible. Didn't do much, although he played the full 90 minutes. But yeah, after seeing that, I don't think he'll do it. For me, I don't think he'll do anything against Man City. So my bench options are pretty bad too. So I probably have to take him out.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
But then again, if you do a -4, you just need someone to start. It's better. So, you get 2 points already. But
what I can see, you are thinking of Alonso. Either Eduard is your second thought.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, lah. Yeah. I think. Mm.
So you're still hoping for Townsend and Mbeumo.
Townsend, I think Everton with Richarlison back, I think they might score more goals. I think it was a meltdown against Watford 5-2 in the last 15-20 minutes. So yeah, I think that was it should be one off lah. I think I don't think Everton is that bad.
It's a surprising to hear Benitez team being. Conceded 5 goals against Watford Ranieri's.
Yep. So that's quite a shocker. That was a shocker result. But yep, I think Townsend has been quite consistent only by last week. So I'll just give him maybe one more week. I should have, of course, took him out and put Gray in. But Townsend takes corners. He takes free kicks. So I put Townsend in.
Gray also, I think, faded.
Yep. I think his assist was pretty lucky in a sense. But
so you still have faith in Ronaldo?
So I would, in the normal circumstance, I would take out Ronaldo. However, I do not want to minus 8. I think although Ronaldo has not performed for me, I think Ronaldo in any has a chance in any game lah. Although he does, it, to be honest, this one, no one should follow. It's just a individual. I'm not a Manchester United. I'm not a Manchester United supporter.
It's, but he loves CR7.
But he, and again, 12.5, I think, totally non justifiable to put him in. But
he, I think he, I think for his birthday, you guys should get him the Cristiano's underwear.
But for me, right? But for me, I think Ronaldo has more chances against Tottenham than Edouard against Man City. For this week, lah.
Good point.
So I'm not going to change two strikers. So I will change one and probably be Edouard, lah.
So after Ronaldo will be playing Man City.
Yes,
and that's, Palace will be playing Wolves.
Yeah, so if I take out Edouard, then most probably I'll have Huang in lah, right? So Huang against Palace, then that's when I can take out Ronaldo lah.
All right.
Yeah. Unless he comes back and haunt me in the derby. Yeah. How about your side?
I don't think I'll do anything.
No changes?
I think I'm quite happy because everyone gave me points except for Tony and Cancelo. But yeah, Man City considered like late.
No, Cancelo one is just Brighton. Yeah, City. Brighton did I think they turned up lah in the second half and they really pushed for it, so
yeah.
I don't think who are they playing, Man City? I don't think Crystal Palace will be able to do it against Man City home.
Yeah. So I realize when Man City score a lot, they don't keep a clean sheet. When they score one goal, it's a clean sheet.
Yeah, they have two, if not they cannot win. Right.
How does that work? So because everyone gives me points. And Tony, I just put him in. But I put Tony in because not for the last game against Leicester, it's for their turn of fixtures. Because I think Brentford have nice turn of fixtures starting game week 10. Burnley and also Norwich.
Yep, they do. Not too bad.
Yeah, so that's my Tony. I really didn't care. He missed. I think there was he scored a goal in Leicester against Leicester, but it
outside,
was ruled offside.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think he's all like he had a few shot chances. And Tony now Mbeumo is not fit. Yeah.
Yeah. Tony does quite a lot of things in the match though. It's just that he's not the one that's getting points.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So if he scores, then he'll probably get the 3 bonus points lah. Because I think he does quite a lot of work. It's just that he's not scoring or assisting. It's normally the person
And funny, like Antonio, right? He's been like he haven't given enough output, and then he's scored the winner against Spurs.
Yep. Quite. I think he had a few chances if I'm not mistaken, but couldn't convert.
His underlying number, his XGs are good, so that's why I still have faith in Antonio. And West Ham only has Antonio.
Yeah. So actually, he's sure to start lah. He's bang on to start.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, one good. Mm-hmm. Yep. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I think one good player in West Ham. I've been seeing Jared Bowen actually.
Yeah.
He takes shots. He takes corners.
But he doesn't score. That's why I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't score.
He's like Traore. Like Adama Traore.
I think he's I get what you mean, but I think he's way better than Adama lah.
Oh, for sure. But Alan Saint-Maxima is also good. But they just have no output enough to justify it. Because right, Jared Bowen is like, what, a 6.5, I think? Let me see.
Yep. I think around there.
I know he's a sub-7.
Yeah.
He's a sub-7 player, right? 6.3. So... Yep. When you're a sub-7 player, you have so many good choices this season that you don't need to care about Bowen. You can go for his colleague Ben Rama, who has more output, Demarai Gray.
Yeah.
You know.
But I think he'll be a good differential lah, if someone needs, you know, from the normal.
But you forgot players like, you know, Saka from Arsenal, Smith Rowe. There's so that sub 7 is massive.
Yeah. Smith Rowe, I think he's doing quite well. Arsenal actually, Oba has been scoring, I think, the last 2-3 games. No one's been talking about Arsenal. It's expensive though. But but I think Smith Rowe.
I think you just don't trust Oba's temperament.
That's true, but I think again, I think the last three matches he's been scoring. So
since when podcast turns into like share market, stock market, like analysis, like temperament, like contract talks, like causing like a player's instability in playing a football. It's weird.
So I saw this so far the top transfers, right? This game week, Mount is number one. 444,000 people putting him in.
Wow.
Chilwell number two, 375,000. Wow. Then followed by Foden, Salah, and I don't understand. I mean, but I didn't know there was. I thought almost everyone had Salah, but there's still 242,000 putting Salah in this week.
We have one guy who doesn't have Salah, right? Yeah, or he also has Salah.
He has money in. He has money. So I don't know if he's putting him in.
At least you shout out to your colleague.
Yep.
I was
you didn't want to say the name?
No.
But yeah, so we had Salah. Smith Rowe is the top five lah. He wrapped up the top five.
You know it'd be cool if like we have one listener who joined our league, that'd be fun.
That would be really cool. The top transfers out, just some stats. Lukaku, number one for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Alonso, number two. Third is Pogba, for sure. Fourth is Ronaldo and fifth is Vardy. I think Vardy is injured, that's why.
Yeah.
So yeah. Those are the stats lah. Watford players, we didn't talk about. We had King. King has been got a hat-trick. Right?
If I'm not mistaken. Yes.
Three goals. Josh King. Yeah, Josh King. And I think he's been starting.
Something to guys, look. Not really. I don't think it's necessary to put much attention to Watford versus Southampton, because I would think that Southampton is in a decent form. And if Watford trashing Everton by 5 goals, if they continue that run, then on game week 11, we seriously look at Watford players.
But I mean, Sa had a, you know,
he didn't contribute to any of the 5 goals.
He didn't, yeah. So he was one of the players that I think everyone had of Watford lah.
Emmanuel Dennis, he's a good shout if you guys want a cheap striker option from Watford.
Yeah, but he didn't start though.
But he did. He got 12 points against Everton.
Yeah, he didn't start. He came in second half and they basically changed the game. So he probably will start the next game, I guess.
And I had him for like 5-6 weeks. He did well. He gave me good points. But I decided to support Asians. Change him to Huang.
I think Watford has a good run of fixtures also. I think they're probably toughest test. I don't know if it's tough or not against Man United on 20th November, game week 12. But other than that, I think Watford has okay games.
Yeah. But will you trust Ranieri?
Well, if he can beat Everton 5-2 away, why not?
Yeah, that's true. I guess give them another game. Give them against Southampton.
Yeah. For me, I think he's going to play score more than he'll concede currently.
Ranieri.
Yeah. Because
maybe
he's tight in defense, but he's going trying to. I mean, let's see the next game. Then we'll know, right? More.
That could be a really, if you, that could be a game worth analyzing. I would think that that could be a game that if you guys don't know what game to watch,
yep,
that would be a good game to watch.
Yeah. Watford, Southampton. I don't know if they even show it.
Malaysia showing it.
Yeah, oh, they show lah. They have lah. Yeah. Okay. Because Liverpool, Man City, Liverpool, Man City are playing on the same time. Chelsea is playing on the same time.
Man City, yeah.
Yeah, so
if you're not fans of Liverpool, Man City, or Chelsea, maybe you can watch.
You can try Watford. Yeah.
I mean, they have good players who are affordable to get, is going on a favorable run of fixtures moving forward.
Yeah, makes sense.
You can be the differential if you're chasing your friends in leagues. You know, you have players like, for example, one player I put in my watch list from Southampton, Broja.
Oh, yeah.
The striker.
He's caught, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's in my watch list. I really, and he's five. I think he's five.
Oh, is it? So cheap?
Or six. Oh. Wait, let me check.
Yeah.
Five. Yep, he's five.
All right. Yeah, yeah. Probably one of them, lah. Because I don't know.
And I think Adam Armstrong is dropped already. So, you know.
Yeah. Because I don't know any other Southampton players to put, lah, if you ask me.
Yeah. So, Broja could be a shout. Could be or you should look at Broja. Watford, of course. Saar, Dennis.
Dennis. King. I think King is not too bad. It's not that expensive. King is
not too bad.
Yeah.
Sissoko.
Yeah, but I don't know what. I mean, he doesn't really contribute much points, right? Sissoko.
Yeah, but people do put like players like, you know, what's his name? Brownhill and...
Yeah.
But I guess this is really... If you still have wildcard, I guess. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go to captain picks for game week 10.
I will go for Salah. I think it's quite obvious.
I think everyone will put Salah. Lah. It's pretty obvious choice.
Oh, yeah. Or if you have a Chelsea player, I think it's not out. I think it's not a crazy idea to captain any Chelsea defenders against Newcastle.
Yep. Defenders.
I don't think it's also a crazy idea to jump back on the Havertz train. If you already have Havertz, want to give him a try again, I think you can also captain Havertz again.
Yeah, true.
If Manchester United still give Ole a chance after 5-0, why can't you give a chance to Havertz to score... contribute against Newcastle.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think majority, Salah is still your obvious choice. Probably by a mile. With his current form.
Yeah.
With his current form, even though Brighton's defense has been quite good, but Man City had 4-0 against them last week.
Quite a conflict of interest because both of us got Sanchez.
We got Sanchez, but I think there's no choice.
The price to pay.
Yeah. I mean, Sanchez do have, you know, every time I just hope they take a lot of shots, Sanchez do a lot of saves and still, so anyways.
Like against Man City, Sanchez got 4 points.
Yep. He got one of the, because he did quite well.
Yeah, I was watching even though the match, they conceded three.
Yep. Four actually, right?
Four.
Yeah, four. But yeah, let's see. I think I probably put Foden in. One of my thing is
have Foden.
Yeah, so that's probably the changes that I'll make. And captain, I think everyone's gonna put Salah.
No, I think Foden really impressed me against Man City, against Liverpool, right? I just like whatever, just put him in, and then he's just giving points nonstop.
Yeah. Actually, for me, I was a bit skeptical because, you won't think he was going. Yeah, I don't know if he's going to start. But I think he's worth the risk, I guess.
No, because I heard someone, Ferran Torres was out, right? Or something. That's why I had faith in Foden.
I think
play.
He was. Because I put Ferran Torres and then he got dropped.
Yeah. I think he's like not form, like injured. I'm not sure. But
No. Because he scored in the last international break, if I'm not mistaken. So
But that's 3 game weeks. No, Forrest injured. I'm checking here.
He's injured. Okay, fine.
Expected back 1st January. He's injured for a long time.
Oh, that's okay. So, I think Foden. Probably, yeah, probably get a run in the team lah. But actually, yeah, he should be running. I mean, he should get a run in the team with or without Ferran Torres. But yeah, Guardiola likes
but
to.
The thing, but no, it's not Guardiola. Their team is too strong, right? They can put any players and beat them easily. Like, Liverpool is a very strong team, right? But you take out Van Dijk, you take out Salah. Like, Man City has the luxury, right? Ayah, today's game, no need Foden or De Bruyne. We'll play Gundogan and... You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I understand totally what you mean. And that's a good one. Gundogan is a quite a good addition to the team also.
Yeah.
He's been scoring. He's not expensive. I think he captained the team, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Last one. But yeah.
Yeah.
But I think he's a good one. He scores. He plays quite good game. De Bruyne is a few bits of money lah now.
I mean for fantasy, not for Man City, guys. He's not a waste of money for Man City.
Yeah. For fantasy.
For fantasy.
For fantasy KDB, I think no point putting 10. I think 11?
Yeah. I think KDB has fallen to the Bruno bubble, the Bruno category.
No, but I think the thing is, when KDB plays, he scores or he assists. It's just that Pep, I don't know what Pep is going to do, right? So it's he's going to rotate. Because even
Pep roulette.
Yeah, the Pep roulette, yes. So even Mahrez has, when he starts, he does contribute. It's just whether is he going to start. But I think the last few games, I think Pep is happy with Jesus on the right, Foden in the center, I think. If I'm not mistaken. Yeah. And on the left is, what's the guy's name? Who's playing on the left for Man City?
Well, I guess Liverpool was Foden.
Yeah. Bernardo Silva, I think.
Bernardo Silva. He changed a lot.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I think back to the conversation was that, yeah, clear captain choice is Salah.
Yep.
No point
trying to figure out any other. I would be surprised if I see anyone in our league putting other than Salah.
If a Chelsea defender, I still okay. But if you guys put like anyone else but a Chelsea defender and a Salah, welcome to our podcast.
Yeah, welcome. We can.
We want the silliness. We want the silliness.
But it'll be interesting though. I mean, we have seen. I've seen. I think in our league also we have a bit a few of interesting choices.
We support silliness. For us, fantasy is nothing without the silliness.
I won't say silliness. I'll say unique ideas or unique thinking. Yes. You never know, right? In fantasy, you never know.
Never know.
Yeah. the Corey maybe it's hat-trick.
Hey, come on. Saturday, you guys were like ruined. On Saturday, you were viewing the abyss, you know. It was a dark day Saturday.
And I'll say, Salah to score a hat-trick and an assist against Man United was not expected.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then, it was not like a Havertz against Norwich and then, you know.
Yeah.
It was a... maybe
it wasn't goal. That it wasn't that Liverpool were like playing like
Norwich.
AAA performance, you know. Manchester United had a AAA horror show.
True.
Like Salah's hat trick, right? I love Salah, but it's just that you don't you don't expect it.
Yeah, for me it was maybe one or two goals maximum, right? Yeah. Not three goals and one assist. But again, Salah likes to score against Man United. So that was why I put him captain. But yeah, yes, last week, other than that, I think...
Yeah, so...
Yeah, I think we're still too early to think about the African Cup. I think Liverpool's going to suffer.
Yeah.
If Salah and Mane goes...
If you guys, for our listeners... Spread the word about us, about fantasy football.
Yep.
In your chat group, if you know anyone who playing fantasy, yeah. who wants to learn or needs tips, but the easiest way to listen to tips without sounding too fancy, you can recommend us. We will try to produce or release an episode every week.
Mm-hmm.
We will try to do it before the deadline day. International breaks, I hope we won't do this. But you know, if the demand goes well, we can consider talking more about football, not fantasy, you know, discussing on other things, like, you know, when the World Cup is coming, what should we do? What kind of program should we do for the World Cup, right?
Yep.
So yeah, and also, but yeah. Continue, sorry.
No. And also, if you guys have any questions or maybe you want to join our podcast, you can, you know, get some ideas in some of our episodes. Just to, get some opinions also.
In the podcast, I think I will post my Twitter handle.
Yeah, put it.
I'm his Twitter handle. I think maybe we should have this podcast Twitter. No, don't need lah.
We do our individual first.
Like, it's not like you're gonna have like fans like BTS.
Ooh, boom, troops. Yep.
The examples we give like BTS, that's Asian, okay?
Yeah. But yep. We want to
create a league one day. Our fans.
Yes. Yep. So, yep.
And there'll be money, award prizes, and all, but you need to start somewhere.
Yes. I think if we got more people listening, we'll start a league, and then probably give away a jersey or something to the winner.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. End this.
Yep. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. That's it from us for this week. I hope this comes up before the deadline. If not, really a bit of a joke.
I hope no. I will submit the podcast. The video, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
The podcast is quite easy. You just upload.
Okay. Yeah. I think we do the podcast first, lah, and then let's see.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Yep. Thanks, guys. See you. Bye.
Bye.
Quick left.